Hello, my name is Renee Richard. Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Yeah, okay. I had a charge on my bank on my card, and I don't know what it is.
So how can I help you out with that? What is your zip code?
87105 is zip code.
What is your first and last name, sir?
It's Naomi Castro.
Say that one more time.
Beg your pardon?
Say that one more time, sir.
My name?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Gary Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
You said Jerry?
Gary, G-A-R-Y.
Oh, Gary.
The last four digits are 2241.
When was this charge, sir?
It says Best Gadget.
No, when was this charge taken out of your account, sir?
Oh, 12/9.
12/9?
It posted on 12/10.
Can you verify your shipping address for me, sir?
87105.
Say that one more time.
87105. Is that
no,
my zip code?
No, your shipping address.
Oh, 1720 57th Street Northwest.
All right. Thank you for the answer. Give me 1 second while it's loading.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
I see here on the 12th, not on the 12th, I'm sorry. On the 10th, you placed into a sweepstakes that was for a KitchenAid. Let me see real quick so I can tell you exactly what it was. Yeah, sir, it was a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid that you put in. That you paid the shipping for this entry for $574.
$45784. What's that number?
How much the entry fee was for that KitchenAid, sir?
Oh, let's see. You entered $67.32.
Yes, if you did not win with that one. They will charge you $67.32 for the continuation of the sweepstakes, sir, and you do get a $125 voucher every month that you're into that, and you have a closer chance to winning that KitchenAid. It's increased by 50%.
Excuse me, I didn't enter it for a chance. I bought it, I thought.
No, sir. It was in the sweepstakes to let you know that it was in the terms and conditions that it was a sweepstakes, sir.
Okay, well, this was unauthorized, definitely. So reverse that charge, please.
All right, sir. What I can do is I can get this account canceled, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge, sir.
A what refund?
A 35% refund on the 6732. 35%, sir.
I did not authorize the sweepstakes.
Yes, sir. It was in the terms and conditions when you put in that, when you got
Okay,
it for that.
I'm gonna complain to the Attorney General about this. That's definitely, I did not make that charge.
All right, sir, give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do. All right, sir, what I can do is I can do a 50% refund on that, $67.32.
I don't want to pay. I did not charge that. You can't take my money like that. What do you think you're doing?
So, we're just a third party call center. It was, like I said, it was standing in terms and conditions about that charge. Give me 1 second, I'll see what I can do.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. All right, sir.
Yeah.
I was able to give you back a full refund of that $67.32. You will see that be posted into your bank account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It is C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
263-165-8452.
Okay, that's C-263-165-852.
Yes, sir.
What was your name?
My name is Renee, sir.
All right, very good, Renee. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I won't be calling the Attorney General.
All right, sir. Thank you again for calling customer support, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you, guys. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.